My father had told me it's time to go. He dropped us at school and said we could never go back. I didn't realize that when you had a child, you could just give up like that. But now you can't backtrack. You was never in my life, but when you was my life ended up broken. The day you gave up, I felt so many emotions. You truly left me heartbroken. My mother manged many years struggling to fight of social services, but you could not last a year. The fact you chose your partner over us that was insincere. I remember crying with my mum, after school. Repeating that I'm sorry for everything I've done. But it's too late now, placement finding has already begun. Me and my brother had two new places to call home. We was a part of the system now. Looking back, I feel like I could have done different, but somehow. I feel like you could have kept fighting. We was broken children. All with our own issues. Now no one speaks with you. You're alone and your family don't want anything to do with you. Let's get you some tissues. I tried to forgive you so many times, but every time I came back, there would be turmoil. Laughing at my addictions, assaulting me, and throwing me out of your life again. I remember the last conversation we had a year ago. I told you we had to part ways. Oh, I must have caused a blaze. You called me spoiled little cunt. Well, that was quite blunt. The only thing you spoiled me with is trauma and a broken heart. But I bet you felt smart, hurting all your children in such a way that they are stuck in a lifetime of suffering. But now you're not around, I'm finally recovering. Make sure to read more about Lee Jean-Luc Harris' final message to his father, greater than a message to my father. Subscribe to our newsletter, join our mailing list to receive the latest news and updates from our team. Subscribe. You have successfully subscribed.